3. The revelation which from time immemorial hath been acclaimed as the purpose and promise of all the prophets of God and the most cherished desire of his messengers, hath now, by virtue of the pervasive will of the Almighty and at his irresistible bidding, been revealed unto men. The advent of such a revelation hath been heralded in all the sacred scriptures. Behold how, notwithstanding such an announcement, mankind hath strayed from its path and shut out itself from its glory. Say, O ye lovers of the one true God, strive that ye may truly recognize and know him, and observe befittingly his precepts. This is a revelation under which, if a man shed for its sake one drop of blood, myriads of oceans will be his recompense. Take heed, O friends, that ye forfeit not so inestimable a benefit, or disregard its transcendent station. Consider the multitude of lives that have been and are still being sacrificed in a world deluded by a mere phantom which the vain imaginations of its peoples have conceived. Render thanks unto God, inasmuch as ye have attained unto your heart's desire and been united to him who is the promise of all nations. Guard ye with the aid of the one true God, exalted be his glory, the integrity of the station which ye have attained, and cleave to that which shall promote his cause. He verily enjoineth on you what is right and conducive to the exaltation of man's station. Glorified be the All-Merciful, the revealer of this wondrous tablet.